Page 21. Listening for main ideas.
Hi, I'm Laura Lee from WNYZ News Radio here in New York City. I'm standing in front of a community garden. Community gardens are gardens that many people make together. Each person uses a small area to plant flowers or vegetables. Together, they make a community garden. It's a nice way to have a little piece of the country in the city or the suburbs. In fact, there are over 700 community gardens in New York. This garden started a few years ago when the city let people in this neighborhood use an empty lot to make a community garden. But now, the city wants to remove the garden. Let's go talk to someone and see what he thinks about it. Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, hello.
Hi, I'm a reporter from WNYZ News Radio. I understand the city wants to remove this garden. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Can you believe it? After all this work we've done.
You don't sound happy.
I'm not. You see, 10 years ago, before we planted the garden, this was just an empty lot. The city gave us this empty lot to make a community garden. All the people in the neighborhood worked really hard. We planted everything you see, flowers, vegetables, trees. We worked together and made this beautiful community garden.
The garden does make the neighborhood look nice.
You bet it does. You should have seen this place before we planted the garden. It had garbage on it and people just hung around. We made it beautiful. Now the city wants to remove all of this to build apartment buildings. I can't believe it.
Well, we all know there are not enough apartments in New York, right?
Yeah, I know it too. But there are other empty lots in the city. They can build apartments there.
Are there other reasons this garden is important?
Sure. Before we planted the garden, we didn't have a place to enjoy nature. There isn't a lot of nature in the city, you know.
Yes, I know what you mean.
This neighborhood didn't have trees or flowers. People had no place to come and sit. You know, get together with their friends and talk or just relax. Children didn't have a place to play either. Now there is a place for children to play and people to relax or meet their friends. We have a small part of the country in the city now and a place to enjoy nature.
It sounds like the garden is really good for the people in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it is. Before we planted this garden, some people sold drugs here. They didn't have jobs and didn't know how to do anything. Then they joined this garden and learned how to grow food. Now they sell vegetables, not drugs.
So this garden taught people about plants and gave people jobs.
Yeah, and another thing, there are people like me. I grew up in the country. My family grew all our food. When I moved to the city, I lived in an apartment building with no yard, so I couldn't grow food anymore. In this community garden, I can grow vegetables again. And they taste great, much better than supermarket vegetables. Boy, I sure don't like those supermarket vegetables.
I understand. I don't like them either. Well, thank you for telling us about this community garden.
Thanks for coming out here.
Okay. Good luck.
Take care.
So community gardens really give people a small part of the country in the middle of the city. They also make the neighborhood a nicer place to live. Tomorrow night, we will find out what the city of New York plans to do about this garden. Until then, good night.